This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Eric Morton of WDWNT.com. Please like this video, subscribe, and hit the notifications bell to make sure you never miss the latest from Disney theme parks around the world. Now, here is the news for May 1st, 2023. First, yes, Tom is gone. He warned you on Friday. And here I am. I'll be here while Tom is celebrating the 25th anniversary of Disney Cruise Line. You may notice I have glasses. We determined that the show goes better when I can see the teleprompter. So welcome new glasses to my face, and hopefully it's a good relationship. U.S. Magistrate Judge Martin Fitzpatrick has recused himself from the lawsuit Walt Disney Parks and Resorts filed Wednesday in federal court against Florida Governor Ron DeSantis and his entire personally appointed Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board. Fitzpatrick stated that he is related in the third degree to someone employed by one of the parties and sought to avoid any potential conflict of interest by stepping aside. The case will now be assigned to a different judge. The Central Florida Tourism Oversight District Board of Supervisors voted today to authorize legal action against Disney Parks and Resorts and other such parties in response to Disney's lawsuit against the board and Governor DeSantis from last week. The Board of Supervisors called an emergency meeting this morning to respond to the lawsuit that was filed on Wednesday. They voted unanimously to file their own lawsuit in state court, which allows them to bring causes of action against Disney. At the beginning of the meeting, Disney Vacation Club owner Douglas Dixon, who stated he previously supported DeSantis for president, spoke out against the board's, DeSantis's, and the Florida legislature's actions against Disney. He cited attempts to make the Department of Transportation inspect Walt Disney World monorails and attractions, pointing out that the department inspected the Icon park ride that a teenager fell from and died earlier last year. Dixon argued against the board's potential taxes to support their own legal team, which would be imposed on Floridians. Chair of the board, Martin Garcia, then listed all of the actions the board had taken that they believe will make the district more inclusive and more prosperous. After passing the motion to file their own lawsuit, board member Ron Perry spoke about how the fight between Disney and DeSantis's board has been represented in the media. Perry said he didn't know the governor before being asked to join the board and that he was happily retired, but felt it was his civic duty to help. He said he had been grossly misrepresented in the press, specifically mentioning his previously spreading a conspiracy theory that tap water could make people gay. Perry stated he never said that, and he doesn't believe the conspiracy theory. The comments were made on a January 2020 Zoom call that was shared to YouTube, but the video has since been removed. Walt Disney World will be celebrating a World of Voices this Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month with live entertainment, special food items, and more offerings. A Moana meet and greet began at Disney's Animal Kingdom last month. Guests can find her at Discovery Island Character Landing. The Disney Springs Kids Club will include Polynesian luau performers with story drumming and dance on May 6th and May 27th. Performers representing various Asian American Pacific Islander music and dance styles will appear at the Orange Node. The Viva Gaia Street Band at Disney's Animal Kingdom will also be adding some Moana songs to their performances this month. Guests can also see Matsuritsa perform taiko, an ancient form of Japanese drumming, live throughout the day in the Japan Pavilion of Epcot. Vietnamese American artists, and I apologize for my pronunciation, Tao Hyun French, and Cambodian American artist Andrew Hem have added artwork to Disney Springs Art Walk. Here's what Disney says about the two artists. French uses texture and bright colors to create captivating graffiti art. She hopes her work inspires other Asian American women to follow their own dreams. Hem is excited to make his mark at Disney Springs after originally starting his career as a character artist for Disney. He hopes guests who visit the art walk take a moment to explore the little details hidden throughout his work and experience the joy of childhood. There are various treats inspired by Asian American Pacific Islander cultures available throughout Walt Disney World Resort, from the Hamachi Tuna Roll at Disney's Polynesian Village Resort to the Japanese Hawaiian Pineapple Nigori Cocktail. A full food guide will be made available to us a little bit later. Joey Chu recently released a new line of merchandise at both Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts. A new line of Moana merchandise inspired by Polynesian culture is also available, and there is plenty of Mulan-inspired merchandise throughout the resort as well. At Disney PhotoPass Studio in Disney Springs, guests can pose in front of virtual backgrounds inspired by Turning Red. There's also a Moana-inspired background. Guests can also pose with Baymax thanks to magic shots at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Disney's Hollywood Studios. Walt Disney World Resort hotels will be showing films like Big Hero 6, Lilo and Stitch, Up, and Mulan during Movies Under the Stars. At Disney's Polynesian Village Resort, there are Disney family wellness classes every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. Guests can learn some dance moves inspired by Moana during those classes. To celebrate World Wish Day on April 29th, Make-A-Wish America granted their 150,000th Disney wish for 16-year-old Michaela from Palm Beach Gardens, Florida. Michaela and her family were the grand marshals during the Festival of Fantasy Parade at the Magic Kingdom in their own coach. On the back of the coach was Disney's new license plate. We got a glimpse of that. That's going to be available soon, with proceeds going directly to Make-A-Wish Central and Northern Florida. The blue license plate features a silhouette of Cinderella Castle. Details about when the plate will go on sale will be announced soon. Through the sale of limited edition commemorative 50th anniversary license plate, the Walt Disney World Resort did raise more than $1.5 million for Make-A-Wish Celebration Central and Northern Florida. This is an incredible milestone moment in our more than 40-year relationship with Disney, said Leslie Motter, Make-A-Wish America president and CEO. We know that wishes have the transformative power to renew hope, uplift spirits, and unite families. When you pair that with Disney stories, characters, and experiences, lives are forever changed thanks to the unmatched joy that's delivered when it's needed most. Michaela, who began fighting cancer 3 years ago, and her family were introduced to Disney characters, and then they were invited to stay in the Cinderella Castle suite. We are so thrilled that Michaela is able to have this opportunity to celebrate the journey that she's been on, said Michaela's mom. You never anticipate they're going to experience a life-threatening situation, but it's been amazing to see how much good can come from something bad. We get to create these wonderful new memories together and not focus on the ones that maybe weren't so pretty. Michaela is an aspiring singer as well, and she dreams of one day performing at Disney. Inspired by Michaela, Disney is planning a royal performance this summer to top off that 150,000th wish. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, Be Our Guest Vacations. Your dream vacation begins with Be Our Guest Vacations and their concierge team of expert vacation planners. The best part is their concierge services are 100% free. Head over to brguestvacations.com/WWNT and the team will design your next magical vacation, from Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resorts to the Disney Cruise Line to Adventures by Disney and more. More updates have been made to CommuniCore Hall and Plaza at World Celebration, including more bright yellow sheathing. We recently stopped in Epcot to check on all the progress here at World Celebration. Here we can see CommuniCore Hall and CommuniCore Plaza. There are lots of construction cranes and metal framing surrounding the outside of the building. An outer metal frame is being covered with yellow sheathing. We can also see where the future home of CommuniCore Plaza will be. Seems like they are moving dirt and paving the ground in the area there now. This will be split between CommuniCore Hall, a flexible indoor space, and CommuniCore Plaza, an outdoor event space. A new Mickey and Friends character meet and greet is also set to debut there. When World Celebration is complete, it will serve as primary hub for the entire park, with new nighttime lights, exhibition spaces, music venues, and room to expand festival opportunities at Epcot and promote an ethos of community. Spaceship Earth and Journey into Imagination with Figment are considered part of this new area, but the large space between the two attractions has been closed off for re-envisioning over a span of, well, we're going on several years now. In anticipation of King Charles' royal coronation next week, new King Charles coronation mugs have been released in the UK Pavilion at World Showcase at Epcot. You can find them over at the Tea Caddy. Charles III became king in September of 2022 when his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, passed away. The coronation will take place on May 6, 2023 in Westminster Abbey and the surrounding streets in London, and will be an important day in British history. The mug is bone china and is white. purple and gold. It features the side profile of King Charles III in gold, wearing the famous St. Edward's crown. The words, "The coronation of H.M. King Charles III to celebrate," encircles the picture. Down there on the bottom, there's a purple banner that says May 6th, 2023, the day of coronation, written in gold. The sticker on the side of the mug says that it was made in England and is embellished with 22 karat gold. The other side of the mug is also adorned with purple and gold that appears to be modeled after a coat of arms. On the top is the king's crown. The letters C, R, and 3 appear within the coat of arms. The C, of course, stands for Charles. The R stands for Rex, the Latin for king. The 3 represents, well, him being Charles III. The letters are divided by the king's scepters. Along the bottom, there's a purple banner, and in gold it says H.M. King Charles III. On the bottom side of the mug, it says, "To commemorate the coronation of His Majesty King Charles III, May 6, 2023. The mug cost $44.99. I did check with the staff there. They do expect to get more coronation merchandise trickling in maybe later this week. I know this is going to be a big deal in my house, whether I want it to or not. So I guess I have to go to bed early on Friday, because I think this thing kicks off around 3 a.m. Eastern time on Saturday. We stopped into Epcot yesterday and saw that part of the scrim from the ongoing construction at the Morocco Pavilion World Showcase has been removed. We also noticed that they have shaped part of the roof of the Gallery of Arts and History building. Judging by the two-tone color, we're assuming that it's still going to need to be painted. Generally, the buildings in the Morocco Pavilion have had a matching color scheme. Scrim was removed from the top part of this side of the building, most likely due to, you know, letting the materials dry in the sun before they're to be painted. As you can see here, the newer part that was added on is a lighter brown color, while the rest of the building is a reddish brown. The scrim on Tangerine Cafe and the other side of this building are still in place. While Muppet Vision 3D at Disney's Hollywood Studios does indeed end with an explosion, it's only simulated and doesn't actually affect the audience, but you wouldn't know that based on the state of the attraction's seating, which looks absolutely filthy. The show's seats appear to not have been cleaned in quite some time. The top sides of each of them are caked in a black grime, likely from the thousands of guests who have brought their dirt and sweat into the theater over time. The seats were upholstered, of course, meaning they can and do absorb these things over time, and regular cleaning should be required. Given Walt Disney World's recent problems with maintenance and cleanliness, this probably doesn't come as a surprise to very many of you. Some seats certainly do look worse than others. In our photos, the seats that are closest to the shot are most filthy, while it kind of peters out towards the side. That's because these are in the middle, and most guests sit in the middle. Several of the wood armrests also look like they could use a good scrubbing. When taking a closer look, the back also is filthy, the back of these seats. They also have deep scratches, probably when people cross their legs or feet or hit them or have bumped into them dragging their purses and lounge flies and all those types of things over the years. I did see comments saying, "Oh, you guys are using photos from years ago." No, Tom took those photos on Saturday. Those are legitimate. That's the current state of this attraction, unfortunately. Hopefully, they get it cleaned up. A new window has been installed at Disney's Hollywood Studios dedicated to the former head of Walt Disney Imagineering, Bob Weiss. Walt Disney Imagineering shared photos of Weiss with a copy of his window alongside Walt Disney World leaders, ambassadors, and Imagineers. Weiss was an Imagineer for 42 years and retired in late 2022. He worked on the team that created Tokyo Disneyland and later worked at Disney's Hollywood Studios. The new window is above the Hollywood and Vine restaurant next to the Roger Rabbit silhouette. The window advertises Flower Street Pictures and lists Weiss as the studio head. A quote at the bottom says, "Our productions entertain the world." After retiring from Walt Disney Imagineering, Weiss joined the design and architecture firm Gensler as their global immersive experience design leader. Well, what started with a lowly cigarette ended with a parade cancellation and a guest under arrest at Shanghai Disneyland recently in a new incident documented by local media. According to Shine, the online version of local newspaper Shanghai Daily, a guest at Shanghai Disneyland was smoking inside the park, and he was confronted by a cast member, since smoking inside the park is not allowed except in designated areas. When the guest began screaming back for being confronted and demanded an apology, the cast member complied in tears from the incident. Nonetheless, the belligerent guests continued their smoking anyway, causing the cast member to summon the local Shanghai police officers who were on duty at the park. When police confronted him, the guest suddenly collapsed onto the ground, which forced the cancellation of the Mickey's Storybook Express daytime parade for the day. I guess he was laying in the parade route. In a statement to local media, Shanghai Disney Resort said, "We do not tolerate any bullying of cast members nor other behaviors that affect the safety of our guests and cast members or the normal operation of the resort, and will take legal measures when necessary." Of the incident itself, their response was, "The guest involved in the incident on the parade route yesterday has been banned from entering the park again, and his behavior will be further investigated by the police." The local Tobacco Control Association in Shanghai, which has advocated for reductions in smoking around the city, applauded the decision, stating Shanghai Disney Resort has fulfilled its responsibilities for smoking control in accordance with Article 6 and Article 8 of the local public place smoking control regulations, protecting the health and safety of visitors and the public. "We fully support the efforts and extend our sympathy to the affected cast members." For the absolute latest on these stories and all those that did not make it onto today's show, be sure to check WWNT.com and follow us on all your favorite social media platforms. You can support the entire team behind this show and others by joining the WWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WWNT. Get access to exclusive content, discounted show and event tickets, and more. A special shout out to all the Wigs members watching who make this show happen each and every week. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, this is Eric Morton saying, enjoy the rest of your today and have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Deep in the Plus. Each week, join host Rob Whiteside as he and a panel of Disney superfans take a different movie or TV show from the Disney Plus catalog. They'll tell you its history, details, and give their review so you'll know if it's worth your time. Current shows, classic movies, and everything in between. Watch Deep in the Plus live Wednesday nights at 9 Eastern for new episodes, or catch Deep in the Plus anytime on YouTube on WDWNT-TV.
Thank you.